This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Wu Xiaobao, a Chinese financial columnist and a social media influencer, has been banned from social media Weibo, a Twitter-like platform.
大陆知名财经作家吴晓波微博遭禁言。6月26号，大陆财经作家吴晓波被社交媒体微博禁言。
On June 26, content censors on Weibo said that they have blocked three verified users for spreading smears against the developments of the securities market and hyping up the unemployment rate. Weibo did not give the full usernames of the blocked accounts, but said one of them had a three-character name starting with Wu and ending with Bo.
微博管理员发布的本周创作安全小贴士显示，三名大 V 用户 dot 于某某某聘 dot 吴某波 dot 智某某投通过炒作失业率、散布抹黑证券市场发展等负面有害信息，发布攻击否定现行政策和管理制度的内容，因违反相关法律法规受到禁言处置。
The Weibo account of Wu Xiaobo.Has more than 4.7 million followers. A banner displayed on his page said it is currently in a banned state due to violation of relevant laws and regulations.
吴晓波的微博账号显示有 473.3 万粉丝，其网页面有文字说，因违反相关法律法规，该用户目前处于禁言状态。
Wu's recent posts on Weibo have been deleted since April 2022. Wu is a columnist for the Chinese financial magazine Caixin. According to Agence France Presse, Wu wrote a column in May that compared China's economic situation with the Great Depression of the 1930s. He wrote, "The huge army of unemployed is likely to become a fuse that ignites the powder keg." In another article, Wu asked whether monetary easing would be able to solve current economic problems.
吴晓波的微博账号上2022年4月以后的帖子都已被删除。吴晓波同时为金融杂志财新撰写专栏文章。据法新社报道，吴晓波在5月的一篇文章中把中国的目前经济状况与19世纪30年代的大萧条相比，他写道，庞大的失业大军有可能成为点燃火药桶的导火索。在另一篇文章中，吴晓波质疑货币宽松政策是否能够解决当前的经济问题。
China's economy has not been doing well in the aftermath of the pandemic and the party's zero COVID social credit scheme. In April 2020, Zhongtai Securities economist Li Xunlei's team reported over 70 million jobs had disappeared due to the pandemic. Li later deleted the report and was removed from his leadership post. According to data released on June 14, 2023, by the National Bureau of Statistics, the youth unemployment rate sits at 20.4% for the 16 to 24 age group.
中国经济在经历了中共严格的疫情封城管控后更加不振。2020年4月，中泰证券经济学家李迅雷的团队报告说，由于疫情，超过7000万个就业机会消失了。李迅雷后来删除了该报告，并被解除了领导职务。今年6月14号，中共国家统计局公布的数据显示，年龄在16岁至24岁的年轻人失业率达 20.4%。
Although the mainland's core stock indexes such as the Hang Seng Index and the Hang Seng Tech Index opened the year with greater than 15% gains after the Chinese Communist Party head Xi Jinping eliminated zero COVID in December, both indexes closed May down 20 and 26%from their 2023 highs respectively.
尽管恒生指数和恒生科技指数等大陆核心股指在中共党魁习近平去年12月取消清零政策后以大于 15% 的涨幅开盘，但这两个指数在5月收盘时分别比2023年的高点下跌 20% 和 26%。
June has been a month with a flurry of activity from some of the biggest names in the West making their first trips to mainland China since the pandemic began, such as JP Morgan chief Jamie Dimon and Tesla CEO and Twitter owner Elon Musk.
今年六月，西方一些大公司的老板或高管自疫情开始以来首次前往中国大陆，如摩根大通首席执行官吉米·戴蒙以及特斯拉首席执行官和推特所有者埃隆·马斯克。
Before Wu Xiaobo's ban on Weibo, quite a few prominent financial experts and economists had been banned, including Ren Zeping, Liang Jiangzong, Hong Hao, and Ma Guangyuan.
在吴晓波此次被禁言前，已有多名财经专家大 V 被先后禁言，包括原恒大首席经济学家任泽平、中国交通银行首席策略师洪浩。以及著名经济学家梁建章、管清友、马光元等。
In reporting on Wu's ban, Bloomberg commented that the censorship against Wu and his unidentified peers is likely to increase concern among foreign investors about access to independent information on Chinese companies and the economy at a time when the investing outlook is deteriorating.
彭博社在报道吴晓波被禁言时评论说，对吴晓波及另外两位身份不明的同行的审查可能会增加外国投资者对在投资前景恶化的情况下获取有关中国公司和经济的独立信息的担忧。
Did you know that SFU is working to become a zero-waste school? But they need your help to get there, and they're giving away cool prizes to get it. Every month from now until December, there'll be a new monthly zero-waste challenge to complete. At the end of each month, a prize will be given away based on students' engagement. How can you get involved? Don't worry, it's easy. First, join the zero-waste challenge Facebook group to access easy tips and share your own ideas on how to cut down on waste.Then just share your photos of your progress on social media using hashtag NoWasteSFU or tag @SFUSustain. By taking part, you not only get the chance to win cool prizes, you also get to help SFU move towards a truly zero-waste environment. To get more info, check them out online at twitter.com/SFUSustain and sfu.ca/sustainability.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6?There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Welcome back to the Chinese show. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you...A song by Waste My Friend, and it's called Salt Water, which is from the album titled In Consternation, released in 2019. And for more information, you can visit www.wastemyfriend.com. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rock Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，我们要推荐几位加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑里面的歌曲。首先要带给大家的是来自 Waste My Friend 这支乐队演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Short Water， 希望您喜欢。Complex is a song by Zachary Lucky, and it's called Moments of Time, which is from the album titled Midwestern, released in 2019. 下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Zachary Naki 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Moments of Time。And for more information, you can visit www.zacharynaki.com.
quickly? Will it all fade to dusk, slow or fast? Will I look down upon you from my place in this old photograph?
Chu-sai-chi and it is vocal by Cai Qin. And next is a song vocal by Yin Xia and it's called Hua Yu San, which means umbrella. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的《出塞曲》。接下来，请大家欣赏来自银霞演唱的《花雨伞》。
绵绵细雨不停打在我脸上，叫我想起他有一把花雨伞，我曾和他并肩漫步小河畔，就在那雨伞下，微风一阵一阵吹着小风铃，叫我想起他的歌声多温柔，我曾和他并肩坐在风铃下，听他唱一首歌，声已经不在风铃下，风铃依然叮当，到如今他的微笑已经不在我身旁，我依然记得他的花雨伞。
想起他有一把花雨伞，我曾和他并肩漫步小河畔，就在那雨山下，
微风一阵一阵吹着小风铃，叫我想起他的歌声多温柔，我曾和他并肩坐在风铃下，听他唱一首歌，歌声已经不在风铃下，风铃依然叮当。到如今
Here comes the last song of today's music segment of the Chen Show, and it's a song called 生命来得巧 which means the mystery of life, and it wasVocal by 旅行者 and Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish everyone a happy weekend. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由旅行者演唱的歌曲《生命来得巧》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的周末，我们下个星期再在空中相会。 Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
像你那样